2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Number one.
Miss any part of the show?
Every moment of every show is available in podcast form.
By searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G.
Presented by You First Credit Union.
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Starting at the age of six.
You're not lying either. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Are we back on track, Lloyd, or are we still a break behind?
No, we're good. We just have to go to break in like 6 minutes.
Well, we got a little breaking news on Zach Wilson. Ready for this?
Yes, please.
Zach Wilson's arthroscopic knee surgery was deemed a success. Sources tell ESPN there were no surprises from the original diagnosis. They won't put him on the field until he's 100%, but good news for the Jets. That coming from Rich Samini, ESPN NFL writer covering the Jets.
That's great news because, as I mentioned to you yesterday, the meniscus can be a tricky thing.
Yeah. You get in there and you're like, oh, that's not good.
Images show you one thing, and then you open it up and you're like, holy crap, this thing's a mess.
Yeah.
We're going to have to do this, and restitch, and blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you know, you're in a huge recovery. I still think it's going to be a pretty sizable recovery. I don't expect him back for the first week, maybe even 2 weeks of the NFL season.
Correct. I agree with that.
Take your sweet time.
It's the Jets. I mean, you weren't doing anything anywhere this year, so take your time and get it right.
You know, we were talking with Ed Lamb just a minute ago, Scotty, and we were talking about some of the practice habits and how much they've changed. Ed was player for BYU back in the 96 Cotton Bowl days. And I asked him, in comparison to his time at BYU and those camps, which I went through them and I know kind of where they are. So that was a nice gauge for me. Where are things now? And he said that the NCAA's regulated so many things and your inability really to hit, you won't do back-to-back 2-a-days.
Apparently no more Oklahoma drills.
No more Oklahoma drills. You won't do like a 4 series of contact. Those kinds of things. 4 consecutive series of contact. Those kinds of things. And it's bizarre to me because you would really think that that would lead to so many fewer injuries. Yet, you know on the back channels, and I know on the back channels, that BYU, Utah State, how much they do deal with injury. Now, some of it doesn't need to be reported because a guy is going to be back in a day, 2 days. Some of it doesn't need to be reported because a guy might be back in a week. And some of it isn't reported because you don't know the details on it. And it's always weird to get information and not know the exact details. Yeah. So you just don't report on the injury because a lot of times you'll have egg on your face because then the kid's out there and you're like, well, I thought it was a kneecap dislocation, but... So, you know, you're always really careful with that information. But, Scotty, you know as well as I know, we get things across our plate constantly of injuries. And it seems more frequent. It's bizarre to me. I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday evening in regards to some, you know, things that are swirling out there with some different injuries. And one of his unique observations was how constant and how hard these guys work through an off season. There's just no real off season. And with name, image, and likeness, and this becoming more of a business, it's more of a workload. You just never take time off. You don't really even go home anymore. Yeah. You take summer classes so that you can get paid because I can pay you full cost of attendance if you're taking an X amount of credits. So you stay, I pay you.
To make money. Interesting.
Yeah, and you work out.
Well, and also you take a lot of summer classes so that you can lighten your school load a little bit during fall. Mm-hmm. And you can catch up a little bit if you had to take a lighter load because of all your football obligations.
I took summer school every year.
Yeah.
A lot of that was out of necessity. But
I took my very first – so I graduated high school and then I went – back then it was quarters. I went summer quarter just because I wanted to get out of the house and,
yeah.
you know, I wanted to start the college experience ASAP. So I went summer right out of high school. Mm-hmm. And I walk into a –
which
a
is unique back then.
Yeah. It was philosophy 101. And – I walk into class. It's the first class I ever take, and it is loaded with football players. And it was, A, guys trying to catch up and guys trying to stay eligible.
Yeah.
Probably now, one of the more entertaining classes I ever took.
Now, Scotty, it's guys getting paid.
Yes. Smart move.
You keep getting your check, and you keep getting your housing paid for, and you're right there with your strength and conditioning coach and – your nutrition coach and your life coach and everybody else that's right there to kind of help you stay in good shape so that you can win for me. Because if we lose, then I get fired and you suck. You know, it's.
And this has been going on for a while. I mean, this is what led to the infamous Dan Hawkins Big 12 rant.
Yeah.
Because he was players' parents were complaining that the kid was never home.
Oh, yeah. He's like,
you get two weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
This isn't air murals, brother.
Yeah, I forgot about that. It's pretty darn strict, and I do wonder if it's just continuing to put stress on the body. You would actually think that stepping away from physical activity would loosen some of the tendons and joints and that you'd be more apt
to pull
or injure. And maybe I'm wrong. You know what's weird? We went through like a five-year period that the Liz Frank injury was rampant. That bone break felt like there was eight players in a given year. I do think that they've looked at shoes. I know that there was one shoemaker in particular that was kind of blacklisted on the whole thing. They felt like it was this particular shoe that was causing a lot of the breaks, and they actually did some research. I know one coach did a lot of research to try to figure it out because there were just too many Liz Frank injuries. So I don't know if they went away from the shoes. I don't know what the result of that was, but it's so bizarre. They are doing more to protect against concussions. In fact, when we were just up at that Utah State scrimmage, they had what are they called, the Halo or the Guardian?
Yeah, and I've seen video from every camp. Everybody's using it, NFL to college. But it seems like these helmets have these extra padding on it. And I wanted to kind of dig into that and see a little bit more on, is it just extra padding, or is there something to those helmets that actually do cut down on concussions?
So everybody's kind of gone to this, and I guess it's a unique way through contact to limit the amount of times that your brain hits against the front lobe. Like, they're trying to slow down how many big shots you take to your brain as a football player. Whatever you can do, you know, whatever you can try to do to limit it. I can appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Miles is joining us, Wasatch Medical, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Miles, how are you?
Hey, Miles.
I'm doing good, guys. Good to talk to you.
Good to chat with you as well. And there's guys out there that may be struggling in the bedroom, and we need to help them out a little bit because, let's be honest, that's affecting not only their confidence, their relationships, and it doesn't have to result to the little blue pill. And this is a way to actually fix the problem.
Even worse in my, well, you know, the little blue pill's pretty bad, but even worse is surgery and needles. With surgery, they're literally installing hardware into you. Go gadget, love life, I guess. With needles, you know, let's not talk on the radio about where those needles go.
Nope.
If you're treating ED, treat it with the technology that we offer. It's called acoustic wave therapy, and it is non-invasive, pain-free, and recovery time-free, treating the root cause of ED.
And it all starts with a free assessment, too. And I think that's what I really like, is that you have an opportunity to sit down with a physician, see what the blood flow looks like, and really make a great educated decision on whether or not you'd like to proceed.
That's the correct. It's very rare, but some men aren't good candidates for this. And we want to be honest, and we don't want to waste your time. Talking to our doctors and our medical team is free for our first-time customers. because we have a lot of confidence in the product, but we want to make sure that you're a good candidate for it.
801-901-8000. Call that number right now. 801-901-8000 right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Unrivaled.
You guys are doing a hell of a job.
Joining us on Unrivaled, Michael Felder, college football analyst for Stadium.
BYU, I'm rooting for, because the reality of it is this team wins 11 games, they probably belong in the playoff based on the schedule. What I'm telling you is with this schedule, with what they're doing, like if their one loss is a close loss to Notre Dame or a close loss to Baylor, and then Baylor wins their Big 12 championship, or Notre Dame goes 11-1 or whatever it is, or 12-0, the reality is this team belongs in the mix more than a lot of other teams out of the Power 5.
That is unbelievable.
Catch Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery weekdays from 3 to 7 on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're locked on to Hans Olsen and Scotty Chin.
That's right, yeah!
Presented by You First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We're going to announce number 14 in our top 60 and 60 here in just a moment. Any good teas here?
Yes. I think... One university here in the state lost more production in one draft pick than anybody else. Well, yeah, you could really argue that with Devin Tompkins, maybe. But there is one position that you lost a lot of production.
Yeah.
And you're putting a lot of hope into this man and his ability to replace some of that production.
All right, let's get to it. Here he is, number 14.
Here we go.
Now let's get this party started.
This is the Top 60 and 60 as the Zone counts you down to the start of the 2022 college football season. And now it's time for today's selection as voted on by the local sports media and you, the fan. This former Florida Gator will suit up against his former team when the Utes open up in Gainesville to start the season and is expected to have a big role for the Ute defense this year. At number 14 from the University of Utah, 6'4", 225-pound linebacker, Mohamed Diabate. University of Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham.
Mohamed Diabate, tremendous talent, wasn't able to play in spring due to an injury that he's recovering from, but his Florida tape speaks for itself. Sideline to sideline player that really can do it all at the linebacker.
This is the Top 60 and 60, presented by Cypress Credit Union, where your future is our future. Top 60 and 60 on 97.5 1280 The Zone.
Mohamed Diabate coming in, hands at number 14.
So,
I believe our highest ranked transfer player, at least as far as transferring in this year.
So far, or?
No. I mean, like, in this 60 and 60.
Is he the highest rated?
I don't think.
If you're looking at the next 13, you're not seeing another transfer?
Nope, there's not another transfer that's starting this year for his team.
Okay, but one that.
We do have a transfer who transferred in last year who is ranked higher than.
Okay, that's interesting. We'll see if that plays out that way. You know, I just feel like being totally honest with people right now.
Yeah.
I try to be in most of my observations, and I think this is fair. I found a lot of good film on Mohamed Diabate, and I just put out a couple of videos. Go to kslsports.com, and you can pull up the write-up on Mohamed Diabate. There were a lot of plays of Mohamed where I was left wanting. Like, geez, man, you got to close, and you got to log on those holes, and you got to make contact at the line and get more physical. But then you'd see a play like the ones that I've posted. like this play that I posted, I'm just going to go back and make sure I put the right video out on this thing. So it's Mohamed Diabate is lined up off the wing, and he has quarterback responsibility on a zone read. So if QB keeps, he's got to stay wide, Scotty.
Yeah.
Well, the QB hands on the dive. It's against LSU, and the LSU quarterback hands on a dive. So Mohamed really bells wide to make sure the quarterback stays inside and gives. Well, this running back doesn't even get touched. Just hits the hole, and he's off and running. And Mohamed Diabate from, you know, midfield and deep into the backfield turns and chases this running back down 15, 20 yards to get back into the play and make the tackle. Oh, 25, 30 yards. Just keeps chasing. So I see a guy that's got a lot of motor. He doesn't have much quit. The other video I posted is Mohamed Diabate in a goal line situation, red zone situation. And Mohamed meets a running back at maybe 1 yard in or outside of the backfield. It stands him straight up and puts him down. So I know that he's got the toughness, and I know that he's got the motor. And I showed you a video, and that's fine. I think that we're okay to talk about it. I showed you a video, and it left you a lot to be wanting. And there were a few videos like that when he was at Florida. So my guess is Colton Swan is going to really press that out of him. And Morgan Scalley and that defense just doesn't have room for those moments where you choose to not put 100% in. And if he does what they ask him to do, he won't be Devin Lloyd. He's not Devin Lloyd.
No.
Nobody's Devin Lloyd. But he could be a very productive and should be a very productive linebacker for Utah. They just have to push some of that maybe the bad habits that were there.
Well, and if there's one place that has the ability to do that, it's the University of Utah.
Yeah, because they don't even care. Utah doesn't care. If we put all this time into recruiting you and we bring you here and that's the effort you give, go away, Manny Bowen.
Yeah.
Go away.
Go look at your business opportunity somewhere else.
But we aren't going to give you reps and we're not. This isn't how it's going to be. So with the praise he's getting from Kyle Whittingham, it's telling me that practice film is showing that he's not having these lapses. If Kyle was refusing to talk about Mohamed Diabate and he's like, well, yeah, I understand that. I understand, but how much do you know about Hayden Fury?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And you're like, oh, what about him? Well, and we also have this young guy, Lalani Longi, who is...
Hey, you're right. I mean, Kyle would be... If there's a real push at that position, Kyle will be more than happy to talk about it.
Yep, absolutely.
You bring up a great point there.
He would get into many different areas and conversations. So I think Diabate is doing great. I hope that we don't see these moments that I saw in Florida game film present themselves. But when he plays at the level I know he can play at, he's deserving of a number 14 ranking. Yeah.
There you go. Top 60 and 60 down to number 14. Hands, we have 13 shows left until September 2nd.
Well, and we've got 8 shows left.
Until Utah State opens up.
Until Utah State. Utah State opening up against UConn. I think that's a really good primer for them.
Just about 10 days away.
Really good primer.
You know, our first coaches show's up on us.
Yeah, next Monday.
Is that my weekly, the craziest thing?
My weekly drives to Logan begin next week.
How are you doing? You ready?
Yeah, I think we're ready. A lot of prep work.
What do you make on average, 4 round trips a week?
During basketball, it can be as many as 4. Not usually, though. 3 will probably be the most.
3 round
during
trips.
Football, 2. 2 to 3.
Well, at least you get to sit down with Blake Anderson. He's a joy.
He is.
He's fun. He's a fun dude.
60 and 60 brought to you by Utah's longest serving credit union, Cypress Credit Union, here to help with all your financial needs. Your future is their future. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly.
It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
All right, Hans, we'll start with the good. We just mentioned it, but some more details coming out courtesy of Albert Breer, NFL writer, said surgery went as well as possibly could be expected for Zach Wilson. The official term is a meniscus trim. I guess you can trim up a meniscus.
Yes, you can.
The team will wait.
So no sewing?
Apparently not. It was just a trim. The team will wait until he's 100%, and that means him starting week one highly unlikely, although the team is not ruling that out at this point. So, again, about as good news as you could have hoped for considering the injury to Zach Wilson.
The bad news is the Jets have not traded him yet.
For Zach, yeah. The bad news for Zach Wilson is he's still a member of the New York Jets.
When he comes out of anesthesia, he's going to be like, am I still a Jet? They're like, yes.
I'll put me under again.
can you put me under until they trade me?
He wants to have like that little...
put me in a coma for the season.
He wants that that remote control that Adam Sandler, like, the fast click. Forward to when I get traded from the Jets. What if it's the Browns? No, I don't care. Just anywhere but New York.
Did you like that movie? Did you like that
Adam Sandler? One of Adam Sandler's greatest.
Whoa. Stop it.
Go ahead, Hans.
Well, he had a great co-host.
Okay, I know that. Yeah, I understand that. It was good to see Rudy Rudinger out there.
Your favorite?
No, I was talking about
he
the
Fonz. He was awful.
I was talking about the Fonz.
Was Winkler in that,
yeah,
too? I can't remember him.
It was his dad.
What about the Hoff? David Hasselhoff is his boss.
Hoff was good. Oh, no. I'm talking about, hey, come on. You're coming at me all wrong here.
Stab you in the eye with a soldering iron.
If I'm Kate Beckinsale and I'm part of that staff and I'm looking at the rest of my she's like, what am I doing here?
What are we doing?
You're saying I'm in a relationship with Adam Sandler and then later I'm in a relationship with Rudy?
Come on.
Come on. This is not real life.
Can we try to make this?
We got
to
have some level of reality here.
And I have to be in my jammies all the time?
Hey, Rudy's more stable. He was obviously more stable.
I've got to be
putting more time to the family.
Got to be in my pajamas the entire time. And these are my pajamas?
In fact, he was pretty much the same character in Click as he was in Stranger Things.
Yeah, no, that's true.
It's like Adam the only Sanders role he has.
Was not in Stranger Things, was he?
I only wish he would have had the same demise in Click as
Rudy.
In
yes.
Stranger Things.
I did see that.
Did you finish it, by the way?
No. You know Henry Winkler was in Click? He's the dad.
I watched that movie one time, and that was it.
Oh, you've never watched that again? Oh,
no.
I think that's worth a second watch.
No, it's not. It's not that good.
It's actually pretty sentimental. It's pretty cute.
It's kind of depressing, too.
Well, it is horribly, because I just put my youngest into seventh grade today. She started class today. Oof. Oh, man, it's ripping my guts
out.
Yeah,
I saw the picture you sent out.
She's my favorite one by a mile.
I would go ahead and...
Don't say that.
I'd go ahead and deal with the repercussions of it. I'm fine if I skip out. Go ahead and skip to 18.
You know what? You say that now.
You are at the age.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and skip it.
And I remember what that was like. And then pretty soon you're going to be like, I remember those years. I'd like to go back.
Oh, I don't know, Scotty. Some of those years would be getting me to this time now.
There was, and it's a picture, and it's in my office, and I look at it fondly all the time, where my oldest was like 11 or 12. Then my next was like 8, and then my next was 4. And I looked at that, and they all could, like, handle themselves and, you know, make a bowl of cereal, no diapers.
But still a car seat.
But not the emotional stuff of being a teenager and all that other stuff. And I'm like, that was the sweet spot right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
Man, I think my sweet spot is right now. Got one in college and only bugs me part of the time. And then my youngest, who is my hero. Riley Fawn is my absolute hero.
Okay, you can't pick favorites.
By far my favorite.
I don't think they like that.
Mackie is my second favorite. Ashlyn, my third.
Poor Ron.
I don't even know if I've got a son. Not sure.
Jeez. You have a son. He's dumb trucking dudes. Come on.
I'm just kidding. I'm proud.
I don't think I've ever seen a prouder moment than when you were posting photos or videos at 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
Well, not gonna lie, when I see him take the field for his first varsity snaps, and I was thinking back last year to some of his JV snaps, and I'm like, boy, hope this goes a little better. And it did.
All right, there's your good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
Hands, are a few things that entertain me more than excuses made for positive drug tests.
Well, you were the one that graduated in PR.
I wouldn't like, go
is this route. How is this how no. you would write this?
I wouldn't go with a horse eating hay that had been peed on. And I certainly wouldn't go with what's going on here with Fernando Tatis.
So if you didn't see, Fernando Tatis Jr. popped positive for performance enhancers. Well, his father said that his son's positive PED test all happened because of a haircut that went wrong. So this is Fernando Tatis Sr. said that the situation
I hope that's not true because Xavier just got a haircut.
Oh, no. You better check him for PEDs.
Man.
Said that he got his hair cut and he developed a fungus on his skin. And so he turned to a medication. He got a haircut, got a fungus on his skin, took the medication. One of the ingredients in the remedy just so happened to trigger this positive test. And that led to the 80-game suspension.
You buying any of that?
No, none of it.
Of course.
But bless his heart, it's a dad that's trying, but it's a dad that's making it worse. And if I'm Tatis Jr., I'm like, Dad, please, please. So here's a quote from his dad. This is Tatis Sr. All of this has happened because of something that is not worth this issue. This is something for the skin. That's something that's not performance enhancing and has no testosterone. It has nothing to help you improve your game. It was a mistake that could have been handled differently. Destroy the image of a player for such a small thing for a situation like this is a catastrophe, not just for Tatis Jr., but for all of baseball. And this is where it gets serious. There's millions of fans that are going to stop watching baseball now. I love his
name. Oh, yeah, that me too. I'm also not buying his Blizzard at DQ because of it either.
Does he got a DQ Blizzard?
Yeah. It was like a caramel sugar cone with peanuts and stuff.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
Yeah, I may have.
Is it good?
A couple months ago, yeah.
Wait, there was a Tatis, like, Blizzard thing?
Yeah. He and there was another player, too. They were...
That sounds really good. So it was a caramel mix.
Hold on.
Vanilla base. Did you say, like, a chopped nut in it?
Yeah, peanuts in it.
See, I love peanuts in a... I love peanuts on ice cream. It really chopped nuts. If it's a chopped almond, maybe mixed in with a chopped cashew.
Oh, chopped yeah. Peanut. It was made off the drumstick, you know, like
yes.
the ice cream cone.
Yeah,
so perfect. Essentially you take that and you add caramel and peanuts and blend it all up with some vanilla-based ice cream.
Yes. That sounds phenomenal. Was it good? Did it give you a skin fungus?
Did not give me a skin fungus.
Did you use a medicated cream?
I did not. Okay. I felt very happy. There was no need for any.
No medicated creams.
But, hey, look, who's the – Big Poppy just got put in the Hall of Fame, right? And Big Poppy tested positive. And what did he do? He just owned it. He said, yeah, you know, it happened. There's a part of my life where, you know, I was injured and I took it to get over an injury. Shouldn't have done it. Bam. Just own it. Just say you did it. And if you're cool, like David Ortiz, people will forgive you. Andy Pettit? Another guy that just owned it. If you don't fight it, if you don't say, oh, you know, this happened or give a bunch of excuses and you just say, yeah, I did it. I feel really bad. I shouldn't have done it. Boom. And you move on. People will forgive you. But when you dig your heels in the dirt and you say, no, it wasn't me. It was blah, blah, blah. And you got like books written about you, about how dirty you were. And you still deny it. Then you're not going to get into the Hall of Fame.
Do you guys think Alex Rodriguez ever gets there?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yeah,
he
will.
Oh, if they put Alex in, they got to put Barry in.
I don't disagree with that.
We got to put Barry in no matter what.
You know, they don't got to put Barry in no matter what.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you who's not going to get in. Pete Rose.
No.
Oh.
Oh, Pete. Yeah. Not good for Pete. All right. Hands of Scotty, 97.5.
Oh, Pete, no.
Are we really going to transition from blizzards into this? That wasn't good on my part. All right. Hands of Scotty, 97.5.
I want one.
The KSL Sports Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
Most people out there want the Jazz to succeed at the highest level. So how do you get there? And you know what? The answer in the NBA often isn't winning, which feels weird, but it's true. As long as they reward bad teams with high draft picks, there's always incentive for failure. And that's how do you get yourself to the championship level? And the answer in the NBA is not suffer in the middle until you break through anymore. It's not how it works. You have to be in the top third of the league. You have to have the ability to get to a conference finals, and from there, it's anybody's ballgame. David Locke's talked a lot about that for years. You have to be good enough to get that far, because that's when you truly give yourself a chance.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Go!
It's time to span the globe for the hard-hitting news you care about. Well, not really. But hey, at least we found it interesting. This is Whole World News, presented by City Creek Mortgage on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
You got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. You've got you and me, brother, in our hands. You've got you and me, sister, in our hands. You've got you and me, brother, in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. We got little itty baby.
It's Scotty. Whole World News, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Usually we try to have a good laugh and have some fun with Whole World News, but this is a story that I think we need to spend a little bit of time on, too, because, obviously it went from one of the really cool stories in sports here in the state to a really tragic story, but yet those two can still coexist. The Utah Little League team is the first team ever to represent the state in the Little League World Series. So awesome, awesome story. They qualified for the World Series, winning, I believe, the Mountain Division. And so they're off to Williamsport to play in the Little League World Series. Unfortunately and tragically, a 12-year-old baseball player on that team is now fighting for his life after he fell from a bunk bed in the dormitory over the weekend. Easton Oliverson, who pitches and plays outfield for the Snow Canyon Little League team, sustained a fractured skull in the incident Sunday night. According to his uncle, Spencer Beck, he was sleeping on the top bunk. He suddenly fell out of his bed, hit his head, and immediately rushed to the hospital where he went under emergency surgery. Jeez. His nickname is The Tank. Currently in a medically induced coma, though he and the rest of the family are optimistic he'll make a recovery. But the team will still compete in the first game of the World Series coming up on Friday. Oliverson's father said, who's also a coach on the team, said that he and their family really want the team to continue to play. He said, while our hearts are heavy, we are committed as a team to have an opportunity to take part in something that is only dreamt about by others. And that is, that's a heavy heart to go play baseball with, but these kids, I hope that fuels them to really go out there and do some damage. I'm going to tweet out a link. Before the incident happened with a young man falling off the bunk bed, they actually were selling these hats. Are pretty cool, too. Good-looking hat that they were selling online to help raise some proceeds to help get this team and handle some of the financial obligations. Now, since then, they're going to take some of those proceeds from these hat sales and send it to the family to help out with medical costs. So I'm going to send out a link to that. I bought one last night and encourage you, if you have the means, to do so as well, because it's honestly a pretty cool hat, too.
Well, I went through it. There's like six different selections on hats. Did you go flat brim?
Oh, I only saw the one.
Oh, no, there's like six different, maybe five or six different selections on there.
Oh,
you can
cool.
get the old trucker hat with the mesh in the back. You can get the baseball brim. Or rim, you is it brim? Brim. What's that? What's the part of the hat that's
the brim? Yeah, the brim. I think that's right.
You can get the flat brim. You can get like a it's a wicking material hat. So they've got a lot of different options on there, ranging from like $65 down to $30.
Awesome.
So, and just so everybody knows that the hat is the price has increased a little bit because you're helping this little World Series team go and compete, and it is an incredible thing for these little men that were able to achieve such great things. And now a portion of that will go to this little guy that is going through one of the worst things you could ever imagine as a parent. I just can't imagine getting that call. That was in the middle of the night and getting that call and going from one of the most incredible moments in your life to one of the most scary, wondering if your son's going to be okay. Now, there are reports that he has given the two thumbs up, Scotty.
Yeah.
And that they all believe he's going to make a full recovery, but he did, in fact, fracture his skull.
Mm. All right. Hands to Scotty. Again, follow me on Twitter at ScottyGZone, and I will tweet out that link. Please, if you have the means, purchase a hat. I think they also have a T-shirt on there as well. You can grab that as well. And not only are you going to support the team and their financial obligations to getting back to Pennsylvania, but also that young man going through and help with some of those medical costs as well. Miles is hanging out with us. We're live here in studio. Miles is with us from Wasatch Medical. And Miles, a lot of guys out there that may be struggling inside the bedroom and they're thinking, you know what, it's just, I'll make some lifestyle changes, cut out the carbs, I'll go hit the treadmill and things are going to be fine. I'll get back on track. It's not going to be the case when you're dealing with those issues.
You know, it's a worthwhile venture. Trust me, I've just recently lost 32 pounds. It changes everything, guys. Unfortunately, with ED, you got to think about this a little bit like eyesight. You can't really diet and exercise your way out of this because it's a blood flow issue. So what we do at Wasatch Medical is treat ED in a pain-free, recovery-time-free, non-invasive way to help get you on the other side of ED because we're treating the root cause. We're not masking the symptoms like we do with the pill.
And it all starts with that free assessment because this is a opportunity, as you mentioned, the pill's been around for decades. There's surgery and needles, and nobody wants to think about that in that area of the body. This is a way to not just treat the problem, but also address it and get it taken care of so it's not a recurring procedure or a recurring thing that you have to go through.
That's right. And, you know, we love you, but we want to see you not have to come back. The science is there, guys. WasatchMedicalClinic.com under the science tab. Cambridge and the Cleveland Clinic has looked at this. But, you know, if you're thinking maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, here's why you should. Pick up the phone and call today because your initial exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound are all free of charge. Plus, just for coming in, we give you an additional gift that provides powerful results in the bedroom. You'll love it. It's all worth hundreds of dollars, guys. It's free to you to get some peace of mind about treating your ED.
801-901-8000. Call that number right now. The consultation is free. 801-901-8000 right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.